Welcome back to the Hockey Shop, source for sports out in beautiful Surrey, British Columbia, suburbs of Vancouver. And of course, you can find them at thehockeyshop.com. We're down in the basement, goalie heaven, as I like to call it. And we're going to talk Christmas. We're in December now, so it's okay to talk Christmas. Because if you're a parent and have a young goaltender, you need to now be thinking, whether it's probably too late, eh, Cam, for big ticket items. You're not ordering custom set of gear on December 4th and expecting it under the tree by December 25th. But there are some items that you've seen as sort of popular, whether it's little gifts, extras under the trees, or even some big ticket items that you can still get if you're a parent and still have it ready and delivered by December 25th. So let's just go over it. You've been doing this for years. What are some of the most popular Christmas items here at the Hockey Shop Source for Sports for your little goaltender?
For sure. A lot of the quick ones that we see come up are anything that can stocking stuff for ideas. So buttons like end grips for your stick, quick things like that. Goalie block would be another great suggestion. I know we're currently sold out, but we're getting stocked up.
So goalie block is that little rubber thing that goes on your stick that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. What was that? Sold out?
We cleaned out through them completely, and we have another shipment on its way. Should be here by the end of this week.
Not to steal from another far more popular hockey podcast, but I believe we can call that an in-goal bump.
And we'll call it an in-goal bump.
Nice. All right. Okay. So goalie block is coming back. That's actually a really good item because, again, we've talked about it. It's on the website. You can check it out on our social media. And it's a cheap priced item. You can have it quickly. It's probably something that a lot of goalies would like to try. So that's a good stocking stuffer, maybe.
Yep.
Depending on the budget. What are some of you mentioned butt ends.
Mm-hmm.
There's a product we haven't even talked about. Walk me through butt ends and how that might help a goaltender. What makes it work and why? Again, maybe an opportunity at Christmas to put something under the tree that they haven't tried before instead of a roll of tape, because a roll of tape kind of sucks as a Christmas gift. Like, I think that might be the goalie equivalent of a bag of like coal in the stocking to just like throw a roll of white tape, like your summer stocking or something. Like, hey, I got a bunch of summer stock from last summer. Here, kid, have a roll of tape. What's butt ends all about?
So butt ends is now a product that basically is a replacement grip for the top end of your stick. So rather than having to tape, you know, a large knob onto your stick, this is something that's already coming pre-done. And it's a grip that actually slides on to the end of your stick. So basically in the package, it gives you this adhesive spray that's also acts as a lubricant. So you're able to slide it on. And then once it's on, it's on there. It gives you supreme grip for playing the puck, as well as like your knob at the end of the stick.
Different size knobs available, different.
No, it's a one size kind of fits all kind of idea. And it comes in a few slightly different colors. It's just the accent colors that change in particular. But yeah, another great option instead of having to, you know, waste a whole roll of tape on the end of your stick.
And that is available, of course, at thehockeyshop.com. Price is?
Ooh, you got me off the top of my head.
I put them on the spot. You'll have to check it out at thehockeyshop.com and on our social media. Check out both our pages and we'll put it up there. That is a good gift item. Unless, of course, you're Mikko Koskinen. Found out this week, Mikko Koskinen basically has almost no tape on the end of his stick. Says it's because he's lazy. There's got to be a story there, and we will get to the bottom of it. Basically, like three wraps around the top of the stick, and that's it. So no butt ends for Mikko, but for the rest of you, it's a good item. Walk me through some other popular ones for Christmas. Is masks an item that you see move off the shelf as a Christmas item? Skates, what are some of the things? Sticks, I've had a lot of goalies tell me over the years they're... Pekka Rinne, one of his favorite gifts when he was a kid, was a pro model goalie stick. He said the only downside was they couldn't hide it under the tree. As soon as he came down, it was pretty obvious what he was getting.
Yeah, it's a little bit hard to wrap that one and hide it, but that's a great Christmas item that we actually do quite a lot of is sticks. Usually because you're a young goalie, or if you're buying it for someone, they already know what their size is, and it's just a matter of lining up their size and curve for something they already have. So great option. We've got tons of sticks in stock, all that you can find on thehockeyshop.com. Great idea. Masks and skates are a little bit tougher because those are very personal fit items. The same idea as like leg pads, for example, because it does require a fitting process aside. If you happen to know exactly what you're after, you know, it is a great option. For skates in particular, we do have quite a few customers pick something up to have something under the tree and then come back and get it fitted after Christmas, which is a perfectly fine option. If it's shipping across the country, a little bit more of a challenge. But that said, masks are, yeah, a little bit of a tough one because it is, once again, a personal fit item.
Well, that's a personal fit item for kids, and they're always changing the personal fit. But if you've got a beer leaguer in your life and you want to make his or her Christmas, you just got to slip into the garage and see what they're wearing right now and get a fresh one.
which for some guys could be not a good thing to base it off of, depending on the condition of their mask and what it was.
That's another story. That's another, yes. And yes, Darren and Hutch, I will eventually get a new cage on my mask. What are some of the other popular ones? Everything from sweatbands, just little accessories, things you can stuff in a stocking or quickly wrap and throw under the tree.
Yeah, you know what? You say getting tape, but that used to be the go-to for my parents, is putting tape under there.
I totally dissed your parents.
Yeah, slightly, but they don't listen to the podcast, so you're okay. That said, I believe we're like going to be having Howie's tape coming in, which is an incredibly popular item. So between that and their stick wax and whatnot, that might be an option for guys to check out underneath the tree. I believe that will be a product showing up soon on our website. I'm not sure when the order's showing up. Sweatbands, that's another great idea. Goalies could always use sweatbands. And yes, they are replaceable. Yes, they are washable. And please do so. It gets so disgusting.
People, are you telling me there's people out there that don't wash the sweatbands?
It's almost a weekly occurrence that the helmet will come in and it looks like it's just been left since they bought it. They haven't taken out the sweatband, haven't changed any of the hardware, or done any maintenance to it. Yeah, it gets pretty disgusting. I'm looking at you, you junior B kids.
See, we're going to have to pause this while I go vomit in the corner. That's kind of gross. Yeah. Oh, I like the sham. You got like the Sham Wow sweatbands in here?
Yes, we sure do.
Speaking of grossing guys out, you go play a hockey game and you're wearing one of those and then you pull it out, like even after a period, and you go to the bench and you squeeze it, and it is like the Sham Wow commercials. Like literally, you will have a full cup of water, maybe two cups, come pouring out of this tiny little sweatband, and guys are just like, oh. And you're like, yeah, guys, I'm working back here. Maybe you want to back check a little bit so you can sweat too. It's a great way to sort of drive that message home to a lazy defense on a beer league team. May or may not have done it once or twice.
I was going to say there's some shots taken across the bow there.
Okay, so we've talked about good little quick Christmas gift items. Obviously, you can go do your shopping online if you're not in the area at thehockeyshop.com. Find whatever suits you. If you got some questions about fit, return policies if it doesn't fit, make sure you check out. Give somebody a call here. Lots of experts in the goalie department that are available to talk to you. What's the number, Cam?
604-589-8299.
That wasn't your best radio voice. I think Hutch has got you on this one. We're going to have a radio voice off between you and him soon enough with the numbers. Shipping dates, though. I know it all depends. Obviously, if you're here in the Lower Mainland, come in person. But you can probably order right into like December 20th. You can't be like me and do your Christmas shopping on December 24th. But you can probably leave it a little later. If you're going across the country to other parts of Canada or even the US, got to start thinking about this soon, right? We're into, this podcast comes out on December 4th. Probably got maybe a week to 10 days before you're cut off. So make sure you start that Christmas shopping now to get the best price, the best selection from the guys at thehockeyshop.com.
Yes, on our website, our shipping calculator is super handy. Can give you an estimate of the date. If you find yourself over, just give us a call and see if there isn't something that we could possibly sort out for you. But that said, yeah, get on it sooner than later. And also try offline shopping. It's amazing. You can get it literally in 2 seconds.
Well, they got to live around here. But a number of our listeners do. Offline shopping, that's a unique concept. Come into the store. It's a real slice of heaven, like we say. Goalie heaven down here in the basement. Sticks, too. You mentioned sticks as a popular item. Now, Black Friday sale is over. Looks like you cleared out a fair number of your pro foam core sticks at the 2-for-1. No longer 2-for-1, but some pretty good discounts. So if anybody's still looking for a foam core stick, they're still pretty steeply discounted on a separate rack here in the basement.
Select foam core sticks.
Select foam core sticks. Okay. But there's among those select are some very high-end pro-level foam core from Warrior in particular that you're still trying to move out. So you can check that out again. hockeyshop.com or in person at the Hockey Shop Source for Sports. Cam, it's way too early to wish you Merry Christmas. I actually have to talk to you again before Christmas. I mean, I get to talk to you again before Christmas. But for those of you thinking Christmas shopping, get on it now. One last thing. Speaking of gifts, this is why I get paid the big bucks for segues. We want to start mixing this up in the gear segment. Instead of Ask a Pro, we're going to ask Cam. We're going to have an Ask Cam segment. So, you can send your questions in to podcast@ingoalmag.com. I'll get Hutch to overdub that in the better radio voice. It's podcast@ingoalmag.com. And then he's going to pick the best ones and we're going to start answering. So if you got any unique questions about gear, how things fit, leg channels, brand to brand, make sure you send an email to us. And we're going to start answering those on top of our little gear reviews. Mix it up a little, make it a little more interactive. Here on the In Goal Radio podcast. Cam, thanks for agreeing to do that. You poor SOB. Wait till you see these questions. And thanks for having us down at the Hockey Shop, Source for Sports, thehockeyshop.com.
Thanks, Kevin.